The Democratic Alliance today laid a criminal charge against, do I say George Mayor, Melvin Nike, or do I say suspended George Mayor, Melvin Nike? Jordan Hill-Lewis is the DA's constituency head for the George area. Jordan, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. Good to be with you.
Is he a suspended mayor?
No, not yet. We've issued him with a notice of intention to suspend him. He's got 36 hours to give us reasons why he thinks that should not happen. And thereafter, the official suspension will take place or not, as the case may be.
And you laid a criminal complaint at the George police station earlier today.
Yes, we did. The forensic report, which Anton Bedell's office produced over the last few months and which was released last week, contains very serious allegations that are substantiated of corruption and maladministration. And so the report actually instructs that the matter be handed over to SAPS for criminal investigation. And so that was the next step that we took today.
And what are the charges? None of the media releases that I have read are specific in any way. Just very serious indications of corruption, also alleged criminal activity. In what regard?
They relate to a project that was called the War on Waste Project in George, dating back to late 2016 and early 2017. And the allegation is that roughly 600,000 rand in bribes were received for the tenders related to that contract. And the second allegation is that the mayor and certain senior officials interfered in the staff appointment process to appoint a family member of the mayor to a position in the council related to that project. And as I say, there's often lots of allegations in politics, as you know. Many of them are spurious or just rumor. However, these allegations are the result of a forensic investigation, and they are backed up with fairly damning evidence. I must also say, for the record, the mayor denies all of these allegations still, but unfortunately, some of those denials are contradicted by the evidence in the report, and so that's why we have to take it very seriously and act proactively.
And the nature of that evidence is financial paper trails, exchanges of emails, that sort of thing?
Yes, also telephone records and vehicle tracker, satellite tracker records of where certain meetings happened. Some people say they've never met someone, and yet their vehicle was at that person's house four or five or six times. And then, of course, there are just admissions from some of the other parties involved, some business people that admit to paying these bribes. So the evidence paints a pretty bleak picture. And that's why we felt that we couldn't wait for the law enforcement agency, specifically the NPA, to take as long as it usually does to make a decision on these matters. We had to move ahead proactively.
You say, and correctly so, Jordan, that there are spurious allegations made, and they are made in an attempt to stymie a political career or a commercial career. And I mean, I remember at the time that this broke, which is a while ago now, that the allegations were first made. I don't think it was you with whom I had a conversation, but it's definitely somebody from the DA. And I put it to you then, or put it to the DA then, that the allegations were serious enough to warrant a suspension at that time. Looking back, were you correct to wait until now to start the process of suspending the mayor?
The trouble that we have, John, is ever since I arrived in George as the constituency head, I've heard these rumors circling. And I know, for example, that the Hawks, they have said publicly that they're investigating these same some of these same matters, and that's been going on for the better part of 2 years, as you say, when you had that conversation with one of my colleagues. But we have never once been presented with any substantive evidence to show that there's some truth to these allegations. And this forensic audit is the first time that we've actually been presented with something that shows these are not just spurious rumors, that there is actually substance to them. That's not to say, of course, that they are proven true. This is not a court of law. They still remain in the realm of allegations, but as I say, they are not mere rumor. They are much more substantiated than that.
Jordan Hill-Lewis, thank you. The DA's constituency head for George.